Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A new nationwide survey conducted by United Healthcare reveals how COVID-19 may have changed many aspects of our lives, including some of our daily habits that may have an impact on our health. Rebecca Madsen, Chief Consumer Officer for United Healthcare, joins me now to explain how those habits have changed amid COVID-19. So thank you very much for joining me today, Rebecca. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Stephen. I'm happy to be here.
So first of all, how did United Healthcare conduct the survey? What kinds of findings were revealed?
We did a survey of Americans to understand, and we worked with an external firm to conduct a statistically relevant survey, so we made sure that it is across the broad population, to really understand and gain insights into people's knowledge and opinions about various health topics. And we had a real focus on not only wellness, but also how COVID may have changed some of people's approach to wellness. So really, by taking this and better understanding Americans' opinions about important health topics and trends, we can help inform the conversation about making healthcare more affordable, accessible, but mainly focusing on the wellness of the population.
Now, what are some of the top exercises that are happening during the pandemic? How have Americans, how have their exercise habits changed?
Well, we know we've all been inside a lot more than we anticipated for a lot longer than we anticipated. But what we've seen is that 68% of people said that they preferred walking, and behind that, 28% running. And walking is really a wonderful exercise, not only because it's something you can do yourself, but it's also something you can do with a friend or somebody else and maintain social distancing, which we know is incredibly important right now. And what's great also about thinking about walking is there's a lot of opportunities, if you look at your employer, to gain incentives. Many employers, 77% in fact, have wellness programs. And through those wellness programs, they often incent things or put money in your pocket for doing things such as walking. So it's really a win all around, and we've seen a lot of it during the midst of this pandemic.
And how have our diets changed during this pandemic now that we're staying inside?
Yeah, we've seen a real mix on this. About 30% of people said their diet is worse now than it was before, and 21% said it was better. So we have people, when you're home more, some people, about a third of people, were doing more snacking, not eating as healthily, really grazing during the day, and they felt like their diet was a lot worse. But 21% of people took the time to really think about what they were eating. Maybe they were cooking more healthy foods. They were taking time to control their diet more effectively. And so we saw responses all over the map.
And what about returning to work? What were their feelings on that?
Yes, yeah, so we saw about a lot of people said about 51% said they're comfortable returning to work when the time comes. So timing's incredibly important in making sure that they feel they're in a safe environment. But we saw 28% of people said that they wouldn't be comfortable returning to work. So people are still feeling really mixed about where we are in terms of COVID and the pandemic in terms of their personal life. What we also saw that was fascinating is that about a third of people, or 34%, said they would stop shaking hands at work, no matter what. And this is, this is one of our common behaviors and one of our common practices, but now that's really changing. People said they weren't comfortable. They want to reduce the risk of viral transmission. And some people said they'd use an alternative greeting. I've seen like elbow bumps or, fist bumps. but really focusing on the fact that people feel very differently when returning to work. Even if they're comfortable coming back, while they're there, they may feel differently about how they interact relative to what they did before.
Okay, now as far as exercise and wellness goes, what kind of tips can you offer us to help us keep moving while we're spending so much time at home?
Yeah, it's a great question. There's something we call FIT, which stands for walking frequently. So think of that, about 6 short walks a day. Intensity, so that's about one 30-minute walk of at least 3,000 steps. So get one solid walk in there. And then tenacity. So if you look at your step total, try and get in 10,000 steps a day. But really anything that is moving and getting around, even if you don't have time to go out and do an intense walk, walk around your house. Walk around your living room, walk around your block, and really use that as an opportunity to get yourself more, not only physically fit, but it's good for mental fitness. So one of the things that I've been doing is if I have a call at work, for example, with somebody one-on-one, I say, hey, I'm going to take this call with you, but I want to use it as an opportunity to move. Why don't we both walk? And so it enables you to build some time into your day, or use your lunch time, 30 minutes you used to go out and eat. Schedule that in your day every day and use that as a time to walk and just move. And again, there's a lot of incentives around this. So we at United Healthcare have a program called Motion, where if you use a wearable device, you can earn financial incentives up to $1,000 a year. Look at what your benefits are and what your employer offers to see if there's opportunities to earn incentives for staying fit as well.
Well, that's a good idea. So also, as far as going back to people's diets being affected by the pandemic, do you have any advice for people trying to maintain a healthy diet?
Yeah, first of all, it's paying attention to what you eat. I think it's very easy when you're outside of your normal routine to not focus on what you're eating. And so doing things such as keeping a food journal, keeping track of what you're eating and when you're eating. Always the balance of the food you're eating. Make sure that you have not only, you know, starchy foods, but fruits and vegetables, the obvious mix of foods. You know, people have done everything from interval eating, if you know what that is, where, you know, they eat during certain times of the day, like 12 to 8 p.m. But the fundamental thing is really focus on what you're eating. Look at the lifestyle changes you can make so that you're not grazing all day and snacking all day. And then when you're done eating, make sure that you do a post-walk meal. Just get up and move around, make time for a 15-minute walk after each meal. Will reduce the spikes in blood sugar and other things that may lead to snacking.
Okay, now let's change gears a little bit here and talk about the flu vaccines. Have attitudes changed about flu vaccines?
Well, we've heard so much about vaccines during COVID, and while a flu vaccine is not going to directly impact COVID in terms of treating it, it is really important to get a flu vaccine, and 30% of people said they're now more likely to receive it, which is great news. It's, you know, important for a number of reasons. One, reduce the risk of another infectious disease on top of COVID. Two is to reduce pressure on the healthcare system. We know that that's been a big cause of concern. Too many people, not enough care, not enough space. So reducing the pressure on the healthcare system. And also for you personally, reducing the need for an in-person visit. We know that people feel really mixed about going to the doctor. The good news about the flu vaccine is it's really accessible and it's often considered a preventive benefit and covered in full. You can get it at your provider's office, but you can also go to an urgent care center, or you can go to a local pharmacy in your neighborhood. And there's so many opportunities to get the flu vaccine. So we were really encouraged to see 30% of people more likely to get one.
As far as returning to work goes, how can we return to work as safely as possible?
Yeah, consider, first of all, checking with your employer. There's so many preventive measures that people are putting into place, from temperature checks to physical distancing to on-site use of things such as hand sanitizer and washing hands, wearing masks. We've heard a lot about the impact, the positive impact about wearing masks and socially distancing at work. So really check with your employer. Many employers have put in a lot of these measures already, but make sure for yourself that you have what you're comfortable with. Bring some hand sanitizer. Wash your hands more frequently. Get a regular schedule of hand washing. Throw an extra mask or two in your bag so you make sure that you always have one. And then there's also different apps that people are using. We have one called ProtectWell. that has a return to work protocol. It takes you through a number of questions. It usually takes not even a minute to complete, but it enables you to really check yourself to make sure that you're healthy and keep not only yourself healthy, but other people in the workplace and make it a little bit more safe.
Earlier, you mentioned that some employers are actually offering wellness programs, but what are employees saying about wellness programs? Do they like them?
Yeah, wellness programs have seen a real increase in the past sort of 5 to 10 years. It's a wonderful benefit that many employers offer. 77% of employees say that they have access to these programs. So just over 3/4 of people are aware and have access to really taking advantage of things like incentives and these programs. But what's the impact of them? We've seen that about half of people say that it motivated them to pay more attention to their health. They were paying more attention to their weight. They were paying more attention to their biometrics. 38% said it helped lower stress. Well, we know now is a super stressful time. So anything that can help lower stress is beneficial. And then also a third of people said it increased their physical activity and improved their sleep. So we've seen a lot of positive impact of these wellness programs. And if people do not have access to them, 71% said they would be interested in them. So if you're an employer listening that doesn't offer a wellness program, it's not only a benefit for you in terms of reducing absenteeism, but it's something that really your employees will value as well.
Okay, now what can employees do to make the most of their workplace wellness benefits?
Well, first, check in with your employer to see what's offered. Check in with your health plan to determine what wellness programs. Your health plan should have access to all those programs as well. I know that we do, so we can share information through the customer service channel. And really take some time to make sure that you understand where you are in your life, to understand where you have an opportunity to improve and be realistic with yourself. And then also look last, but maybe most importantly, for where you can earn financial incentives. Like I've mentioned a couple of times, putting money in your own pocket while you're doing things to help maintain and improve your health is always a bonus.
Great. Now, where can we get more information about all that we've been talking about?
Yeah, you can go to UHC.com, which is our general website. And you can also, if you are a member with United Healthcare, you can log into myuhc.com to find out about what wellness programs are offered to you. If you have insurance through another carrier, look at their portal or call them to get more information on what wellness programs are available. And all of this data and information that I've gone over today is published information. You can see it in press releases, but you can also find it on our site.
Rebecca Mattson, Chief Consumer Officer for United Healthcare, and we've been talking about how COVID-19 has forced us to change many of our daily habits, which could have an impact on our health. So thank you once again for joining me today, Rebecca. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure, and stay healthy and well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.